So we'll shift our focus back to the mainland now in a very different struggle, the seasonal struggle between the land and the waters of the Midwest. The Grand River in western Michigan hit a historic mark in the town where I went to high school, Grand Rapids, where the rapids are in some people's living rooms today. At the same time, there has been historic flooding on the Mississippi River system in some places in Illinois, 11 feet above flood stage. We go now to Clarksville, Missouri. Natalie Pettis owns the Overlook Farm, which is located directly on the Mississippi River in Clarksville. Natalie, welcome.
Hi, good morning.
I gather it's less overlook than more like overrun today.
Yes, it is. Yes, it is. But we're very fortunate. It looks like it's receding. And that will be wonderful because we have our second wedding this weekend. We have 200 people coming for a wedding this weekend.
How much damage have communities sustained, and how unexpected was this? Clarksville has no real levee system, so you're always vulnerable.
We are, and we therefore have to build levees every time this occurs here. That's an issue. We are the last remaining riverfront business district that is unimpeded by a levee. But I think that we're going to have to take a look at this now, because we're having businesses leaving, residents leaving as a result of this. We're going to have to consider what we can do on a more permanent basis that is not going to, therefore, use precious resources that could be used elsewhere.
Is this a problem that's compounded by the fact that most of the communities on the Mississippi have a levee system, and so in some ways it increases the water pressure to flow in places like Clarksville where there is no impediment?
You bet. After the 2008 flood here, there were competing levees being built on the Illinois side and on the Missouri side. And it's crazy. We all need to get together, all of the communities and states along the Mississippi, to have a strategic plan so that we're all safe. I know that I had to build levees for my own property here, the 20 acres that is low. My whole property is 300 more, but the 20 acres down here, one field from the river, had to be protected. I created my own levees, built them, and I've been able to protect myself as a result.
And you are open for business at this point?
Yes, I am open for business, and Dining Out for Life is tonight, so yes, indeed.
All right, and I don't need to wear, rain boots if I'm sitting outside at one of your restaurants.
No, you don't, but I must say nice tall hunter boots are really helpful right now.
Natalie Pettis owns the Overlook Farm, which is located directly on the Mississippi River in Clarksville, Missouri. Good luck, and thanks so much.
Thank you.
So she's a good neighbor there in Clarksville. We have something of a theme going this week. Are you a good neighbor? Do you know your neighbors? Amy in Orlando, Florida, wrote this to us. We meet through the dog walks. If it weren't for those, I'd barely see them, my neighbors. We share neighborhood watch stuff, she writes. I get marriage advice from the older neighbors, and my kids know who to go to if they need a safe house or help. A listener in Seattle, Washington, wrote this to us. No, I don't know my neighbors. They're noisy and inconsiderate in general. It would be nice if we could all know our neighbors, but this is modern urban life. Does modern urban life mitigate against knowing your neighbors? We're talking about the importance of knowing your neighbors this week at The Takeaway. Certainly people in Boston got a sense of what that's all about last week. Call us at 877-8-MY-TAKE. Be a part of the conversation. Tell us a story.